Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 10, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins. Ha'isha shehalach ba'al l'madina sayam, a woman whose husband went away to a far country. Ubo v'amrula, and they came, and they told her, Meis balich, that your husband died. The Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where ordinarily, in regular law, the Jewish law requires two witnesses to establish a fact. However, there is a leniency in the situation of a woman whose husband disappears. And the halacha is that even if an eidech comes, even if one witness comes and testifies that her husband passed away, we believe that one witness, and we permit her to get married. Menissa, says the Mishnah. She got married because of that one aid, because of that one witness. And now we have an issue because her quote-unquote dead husband shows up and he's alive. Comes out that she married the second fellow mistakenly. Disaster. She was an adulteress. Says the Mishnah, Tete mizeh mizeh. She can no longer be married to either of the two. She can't be married to her first husband, even though she's still married to him. And she also cannot marry her second husband. And that is because we know the halacha is that an eishes ish, a married woman that commits adultery, is prohibited lebaala, to her husband, and lebaal, to the adulterer. Now, even though you can say, why do we penalize her in this situation? Why can she not marry her original husband? The halacha is because, what do you mean a witness came? Because the reason that the rabbis were lenient and they allowed a woman to get married, even if there's just one witness, is because they put the onus of proof on her. She has to do her own inquiry, her own detective work. And if she comes to the fact that he passes away, plus coupled by the fact that the witness testified that her husband is dead, then she could get married. But if, let's say, he shows up, comes out, she didn't do the appropriate detective work, therefore she's penalized, then she cannot be married to either of the two. But tzvicha get mizeh mizeh, and she has to get a get for both of them. From her first husband, she clearly has to get a get. She's married to him. And even the second husband, the rabbis made a gezeirah, they made a decree that people shouldn't be talking and say, oh wow, this was a married woman and then she just went out scot-free. In other words, it's possible to sever a relationship with no get. Therefore, they required a get for the second husband, her fake husband as well. Continues the Mishnah, v'ein la ksuba. She doesn't get the money of the ksuba from either of the two husbands. V'loi peiros. She also doesn't get paid for the peiros. It means to say what the second, quote-unquote, husband ate before the first husband showed up, v'loy mizois, zainos, even if she borrowed money and she ate before she was married for the second husband. So really, it was on the first husband to pay it. He doesn't have to pay it. V'loy blois, and that which the clothing wore, the wear and tear on her clothing or the different things that she brought into the marriage, she doesn't get that. Le'alzeh v'loy alzeh. She doesn't collect her ksuba or the peiros or the wear and tear of the items, neither from the first husband nor from the second husband. Let's say she did take money for the ksuba or the peiros or whatever it is. Tachzir, she has to give the money back. However, the halacha is that which she took from the second husband before the first husband came, even though she really wasn't allowed to be married to her second husband, that we don't force her to give back. Says the Mishnah, v'hadlad mamzer mizeh umizeh. The child that she has from either of the two is considered a bastard. That means to say, if she has a child from the second husband, he's a bona fide bastard child. Why? Is that because she's a married woman and she married somebody who she was not allowed to? And if, let's say, her original husband comes back and they're together and she has a child, then the child is considered a mamzer medivrei seifim, a rabbinic mamzer. And the halacha is he can't even marry a biblically prohibited mamzeres. So he's actually worse than a regular mamzer. A regular mamzer, a biblical mamzer, a biblical belaster can marry a woman in a similar situation. However, this person, unfortunately, cannot get married to a regular person, and he also cannot get married to a mamzer. Now, it goes without saying that if, let's say, the second husband divorced her, and then she got married to the first husband, or she stayed married to the first husband, and she had a child, even though that was prohibited, but the child is not a mamzer, even rabbinically. Amit Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the second half of this Mishnah. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.